opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And he drills one deep to left field. This is the Altuve Show up on the train tracks. Train number 27 has just left Union Station at 4-2 Astros. Correa gets into one deep to left field and gone. Carlos Correa hits his second home run of the season. And the Astros now jump out in front 6-2 on the two-run shot. He got him. Astros have swept the Yankees for the first time in team history. 8-6 the final score.
Well, was that good?
I think that was good.
What do you think?
And your Rockets are set. Let's just spend 3 hours breaking down that matchup. What do you think? Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model and the star of stage and screen, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your message on there. Aaron will respond because that's what he does. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And lots of ways to get the show today. You can listen online. You can listen on the radio. You can go to our Twitch channel, which is on ESPN975.com, and you can get a preview of the outfit I wore on the series of gambling videos we shot today. I took your advice and added a little color to it.
That's it. That's all I was saying.
So we'll see how that goes.
How'd Brandon feel about that?
He didn't really comment.
Okay.
He liked the content, though. So we got three gambling videos that'll be trotting out over the next 3 weeks that Jerry Bowe and Josh and I did. So we did one today on things to bet now that college basketball's over. Because, you know, Jerry's all over soccer. So he had some tips on how to play soccer in the NBA playoffs, and I talked about how to play the NHL playoffs.
There you go.
And then we got a poker one next week, and then another one on volume betting versus picking your spots.
Okay.
So good stuff.
Got it all covered, I see.
I think it's good stuff. We'll see. Hopefully the people will like it. It's just, you know, we're all doing these roundtable videos now, and I just thought, hey, it'd be kind of fun to do one with Jerry, and let's talk some gambling. And so the first one will hit tomorrow. So
okay.
If you want to check that out, you can. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
I noticed it smelled a hell of a lot better in here when we came in for a change.
Don't talk about how the girl that was in studio smells. That's inappropriate.
Well, the whole place smells better. I don't know what that is.
All right.
So
I'll just pretend like you're not talking about the female that was here smells.
No, I'm just saying.
Ridiculously inappropriate.
Usually it smells like ass in here.
I think he's more alluding to the fact that Barry and Joel just weren't ripping for 3 hours straight.
Oh, I mean, I guess that could possibly
be. They actually had to hold it in for 30 minutes.
Kind of what I was going with, but, you know, whatever. That's you know, you guys always want to think the worst of me. And now half of America thinks I'm gay, thanks to you. So, yeah.
It's so weird that, I mean, I don't know why anybody would think that. Because all I was doing was showing a movie that I saw last night.
You tweeted out a picture of me with a movie called The Gay Falcon. When we were in Dallas, you made up an entire story about something called Ferdinand.
It's Fernando.
Whichever. I don't know. I don't even know.
Ferdinand is a bull. Maybe that's just what's on your mind.
Well, that might be a little more interesting. So,
Fernando was not a bull.
And I don't think the dude you were talking about even looked like a Fernando, but that's okay. You know, we'll just roll with it.
So you're admitting that there was a dude?
Well, there was a dude there that was playing basketball with us that had knee-high socks.
With you, mostly.
No, not with me. I had quit by then because I'd thrown up like 12 straight air balls. So yes.
He said,
hashtag fake news.
He said he was attracted to your game for the most part.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I can't hit the hole?
But, well,
I don't know. I don't know. That's... So, all right, what's going on in the real world?
I don't know. I Actually, my entire show today, all I planned out was sci-fi talk. I figured that's all we would get into today. Since we avoided it so well yesterday,
yeah.
I thought we could talk a lot about time travel.
No.
We could talk about cyborgs.
No.
And the difference between cyborgs and robots.
No.
No?
I hope you got something else.
Oh, that's all I've...
Come on, Rockets Jazz.
What?
The setup for their second-round playoff loss to the Warriors. Nice job finishing fourth, guys.
Yeah, ironically, the Nuggets and the Blazers do the opposite of choking away a big lead, and they come back and win games. They had no business. I mean, the Blazers especially. The Blazers said, okay, if you're one of the last six players on the bench, you're playing tonight. If you're not... take the night off. And they still won. I mean,
you knew they were going to.
It's almost like they tried to let the Rockets not be the two seed. I mean, they were trying to help them. No.
Oh well. We'll see how it plays out, but I think they'll beat Utah and then they're done. I don't see them beating the Warriors.
I think the Utah series is going to be tough.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be...
That's not an easy road trip.
No, but they'll win a game up there. I think they win it in six.
Okay.
But we shall see. And then after that, unless you have some deaths on the Warriors between now and then, not liking your chances.
Yeah, I imagine the Warriors will take care of business pretty quickly. But you know what? We've been saying... we assume the Warriors will turn it on when the playoffs begin.
Right.
I guess now's the time to find out. I mean, everybody's been saying, oh, the Warriors. And the Warriors don't look as good as they've looked in years past, but nobody else does either. It's not like any of the other teams are catching up with them.
If this had been last year's Rockets with this Warriors team, I'd feel a lot different.
Yeah, but as the Warriors regressed, kind of so did everybody else. So...
And you got to beat them at some point. If you're going to get to the finals, you got to beat them.
Yes.
So I guess it doesn't really matter. I just would have liked to seen them get to the conference finals again.
Warriors aren't going to win every championship for the rest of time either. So it's not like, I mean, this year is as good a year as any for them to not win. It just doesn't feel to me like there's a team out there that is just primed and aching to beat them because...
Unless it's Milwaukee, but I'm
right. I think the Eastern Conference has a better chance than the West. Whether it's Milwaukee or Toronto, I think both those teams are. I mean, they're good enough to do it.
And your Astros sweep the Yankees last night.
Yeah,
that was fun to watch. God, there's so much fun right now. And
it's so funny. A week ago, everybody was panicked.
We told them not to.
I know, but
they
didn't
listen to us. We basically said, listen, don't panic. The Astros will be fine.
They're going to be okay. And that's a pitcher, James Paxton, that has dominated the Astros.
Yeah.
And you know what? He was like, the Astros said, you know what? We've had enough of this. We've had enough of your domination. It's like,
now that you're a Yankee, we're going to beat your ass.
Yeah.
Couldn't beat you as a Mariner.
No.
But we're going to beat you as a Yankee.
Yeah, you pretty much own them then. But good for them. That's a good win.
So, What do you have to watch tonight? I know what I'm watching, but I'm wondering what the rest of the world has.
What is tonight?
No basketball.
No. You're watching hockey?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going to have to get because the Leafs start at 6. We're going to have to get the channel changed at 6 o'clock. You can leave golf on for now. Not that I'm watching, but we'll give a Masters update for the people who want it. But yes, at 6 o'clock, Leafs Bruins.
Okay.
I'm recording it too, so...
I don't know that I've got anything planned to watch. Might be a Netflix night.
There you go. Get caught up on some stuff.
Yeah.
It's so funny because we've talked about all the stuff that's dropping in April, besides Game of Thrones and, of course, Endgame. But Bosch Season 5 drops April 19th, and I just found out today that Lucifer Season 4 drops on May the 4th. So I'm going to be like in front of the TV watching playoffs and TV shows for the next month and a half. So...
times are hard.
Okay. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz.
Actually, I don't think we can do that yet.
Why not?
Because we're supposed to give a Masters update.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Presented by Norton Ditto.
Nice.
Our good friends over at Norton Ditto.
Okay, can I get the music?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So here, let me do this for. Let's do a quick Masters update presented by Norton Ditto. Now to Augusta, where Fred Fowler is going to tell you what's going on.
Yes, live from Augusta. Well, live looking at the TV at Augusta.
Shh, just go with it.
Well, okay. I can do this. I can do this. So I'm supposed to be live from...
Yeah, that's okay. How I wanted to do it.
All right, I got you. So, currently atop the leaderboard, guess who's in the hunt?
El Tigre
at 2 under. John Rahm, 3 under. Justin Harding, 3 under. Adam Scott, 3 under. And at 2, Tiger Woods.
Where's that cheapskate guy?
Matt Kuchar. Well, I've got to get the whole leaderboard now. You're making me you're making me work here.
Okay, just as long as he's not near the top. I'm just not.
And there's also a bunch of people still on the course, including some guy named Bjerregaard.
Oh,
who's 2 under?
Well, there you go.
Ricky Fowler, 2 under.
All right.
So that is your Masters update.
This Masters update was brought to you by Norton Ditto. Now we can go to commercial, Aaron. Thank you.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. My man, Lawyer Dave's not here because he's in court taking care of blitzers. And if you need a lawyer for anything, any kind of accident, car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, doesn't matter. Lawyer Dave's got you covered. And if you need a lawyer for something else, give him a call anyway. He's going to give you a free consultation. If he can't help you, he's going to put you with somebody who can. Matter of fact, I was here earlier, and a guy called in and said, hey, what's that number for Lawyer Dave? I need him. 713-626-8900. That's your number. You can also follow him on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or you can just go to LawyerDave.com. Doesn't charge a dime for consultations. And if you can't afford a doctor from your accident, guess what? He's going to put you with one. So no money out of your pocket until you win. That's simple. That's Lawyer Dave. He likes to gamble on you. Based right here in Houston, practices all over the state of Texas, handles a lot of things for me. And I'm telling you, the guy is an absolute monster in the courtroom. He's a guy that other lawyers go to when they need a litigator in the courtroom. They come to Lawyer Dave. Give him a call, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or you can go to LawyerDave.com. He's my lawyer. If you need a lawyer, he should be yours. Better dial Dave.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, you know, we've been on road shows where we didn't have as many people as we have in studio right now.
Well, this is, Fred, this is what you call an entourage. When you hit the big time, you can't show up by yourself. Like, when I was fighting, it was just me. Maybe a coach. Maybe. But I wasn't a very good fighter. Regis Prograis, this is a good fighter. Now we're talking about the big time.
Really good.
And he's good enough to join us in studio. I mean, I can't believe it. But it's an honor to have him here. I know he had his open workouts today down at Main Street Boxing. How'd that go, Regis?
It went perfect. I was tired, a little tired, but I've been training all day today. But it was cool. It was all right. It was good.
And tell people about the upcoming fight. I know it's not local per se, but it's drivable.
It's definitely drivable in Lafayette. So I'm fighting in the Cajun Dome, April 27th. 2 more weeks for the official WBA Championship of the World.
Now that's your part of the world. I mean, is it a cool thing for you to fight in the Cajun Dome? Does that feel like you're fighting in front of your people?
To be honest, I never really been to Lafayette too many times. I always pass through Lafayette,
uh-huh.
But of course I'm from Louisiana.
Right.
So going to New Orleans, always back and forth. So I'm from Louisiana, and I think it's going to be a very, very big show just because I don't think that Lafayette ever had a show that big of that caliber before.
I don't know that
ever in history.
Yeah, I don't know if they've done boxing fights like that.
They had boxing fights, but as far as on that scale, it's never been. So I just can't wait. And it is in my home state. And the perfect thing is, it's halfway. Houston. I live in Houston. I'm from New Orleans. It's right there, right in the middle. So everybody, they shouldn't have an excuse not to show up.
So here we sit. You are 30? Yeah. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
30 years old.
A young 30, very, very young 30. Especially in the boxing game. I'm like, in the boxing game, I might be like 17.
Yeah, I mean, you've only been fighting professionally for what, 6-7 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never lost?
No.
Do you feel like, is it one of those, okay, what do I have to do to get that taste of, like, you know, when am I going to start seeing, you know, pay-per-view dollars? Do you think like that, or is it just a patience game?
It's a patience game. You know, nobody gets there, you know, you don't just snap your fingers and get there. You know, it's a patience game. The main thing you got to do, my daddy always said, just keep winning. And that's what I'm going to keep doing. Just keep winning. Stay in the gym. Keep getting better. If you look at all the people that have been on pay-per-view, they've been doing it since they was, you know, little kids and stuff like that. And they was pro for a long time before you start getting on pay-per-view. So all my main thing is patience and just keep winning. That's the, you know, that's the I guess you can say the strategy for it.
Is there, I mean, obviously you're a one fight at a time guy, but is there a guy in a division close to your division that you feel like eventually I'm going to have to fight this guy? And this,
I feel
this
like Terrence fight Crawford.
Terrence Crawford?
Yeah, I feel like one day, because he was at 140 and he was undisputed, and that's exactly what I want to do. At 140, he took all the belts, and I think one day at 147, probably me and Crawford, you know, I always say that name just because me and him, we still cool. It's a competitive cool and stuff like that. But at the same time, I feel like he's like number one pound for pound in the world right now. And that's why, and I'm a competitor. So that's why I say Terrence Crawford.
That's an awesome name to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you see the Errol Spence Mikey Garcia fight?
Of course I did.
What'd you take away from it?
I really thought it was gonna go just like it was gonna go.
You thought it'd be that lopsided?
Yes. I didn't give Mikey a chance.
Man,
I really didn't. I know the media can put things that same thing they did with the Floyd off. If you look at like with the 24/7s, when they will show Floyd's opponents, they'll show them training. And they'll show Floyd like in the club and driving cars and stuff like that. So they will persuade him to think like, oh, Floyd's about to lose, and then he'll go out there and just blow him out. So I feel like it was the same thing with Mikey Garcia. And of course he's a real good fighter, but I just didn't give him a chance with Errol Spence.
Are there guys, and I'll give you the example that comes to mind for me, because I feel like there are guys that if someone like you were to fight them, it would put a big spotlight on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen you fight a few times. I haven't seen you fight every fight, but mm-hmm. I think you would win this fight. But if you were to fight a guy like Adrian Broner.
I'll kill Adrian Broner.
Would destroy Adrian Broner. But at this point in boxing, Adrian Broner's got a bigger name than you have.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah.
Do you ever think about, man, wouldn't it be great to fight that guy so I can take whatever heat he's got and
yeah,
put
I
that
mean,
on
I've
me?
Yeah, I mean, I've been calling that name out for a long time. But even when Adrian Broner was like a champion at 140, I've been calling out Adrian Broner. Of course, my name wasn't big enough. I think it is bigger now, but maybe he might be at, I don't know which weight he's at, you know, right now. But as far as like his fight, of course, his name is bigger than mine. You know, he has a real big personality, but as far as like fight on fight, he can't step to me. He can't step in the ring with me.
So boxing, one of the things that I think is interesting is whatever weight you're at, typically, you might fight the guy a weight below you. You might fight the guy a weight above you. What's your comfortable range of weight?
Right now, I'm standing at 140. I mean, I definitely won't go to 135. That's a weight below me. But 140, 147. Eventually, after I do all my unfinished business at 140, then I'll go up to 147 and, you know, try to take over that division too. But right now, I'm definitely comfortable at 140, and I want to stay at 140, and I'm gonna try to get as many belts as I can before I even go up.
How much different is it for you to go up to 147? Do you feel like you pick up strength but lose quickness, or do you still feel pretty much the same when you get in the ring?
So the thing in boxing, I feel the exact same. Right now, I might be like 160 right now. So it's all about like cutting the weight. That's all. So I can comfortably cut weight to 140. And of course, if I can comfortably cut it to 140, I can definitely do it at 147. So I think eventually one day I'll go up to 147 and I might put on maybe 10 pounds of muscle. So I'll probably walk around just a little bigger than I walk around right now.
So this fight, from my understanding, is going to be on DAZN, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that platform? What do you think of the opportunities it presents for fighters? Do you a fan?
I'm definitely a fan. You know, DAZN has like all the big, like a whole bunch of big fights right now. So I'm definitely a fan of DAZN right now, just because it's, you know, I feel like it's going to be the next big thing. It's really going to be the next big thing, especially in the fight world. You know, you got all these fighters fighting on DAZN, a lot of good fights. You can only pay, I think it's $20 a month right now to do it. So to sign up. So, I mean, it's definitely a real big platform right now. And I think it's probably, most likely, it's going to be the future, like combat sports.
Now, you coming to Houston to do promotion, I'm guessing that's not accidental. I mean, it's not are they asking you to do that?
I live here.
Oh, I didn't know you lived here full time.
I live in Houston. I've been living in Houston.
Oh, all right.
I live in Houston.
I knew you moved after the hurricane. I didn't know you stayed forever.
I ain't going to be here too long. I'm about to move to L.A., but I live here.
What are you doing in L.A.?
I love it in L.A. I'm about to move there.
You got it. That's where the scene is, huh?
Yeah.
You a single man?
No. My wife, she just got back today from looking for...
Oh, she's trying to find a house in L.A.?
Yeah, right. Now, the only thing is real expensive out there, but yeah, I'm...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, way.
That's why you need to get that pay-per-view money. That's why you need to beat up Adrian Broner.
I know, right?
But yeah, get some of those bucks, then you can pick whatever house you want to live in.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to have a few houses, but yeah, LA is on my radar next.
So you're not going to just leave Houston altogether. You're not going to dump us and
No, I'm still going to come back here for training camp.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still, because how I do it, I start my training camps off in L.A., and then I come back to Houston anyway. So it'll be the same thing. And I'll be starting it off where I live at, and then after that, I'll come back to Houston.
How? I mean, I guess it's just a couple hours down the road. So how many days out, or will it even be days out, are you going to get to Lafayette? Are you going to just show up the day of weigh-ins?
No, I'll probably get out there. The fight is on a Saturday, and so I'll probably get there either like a Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you got a gym set up there where you're going to...
Yeah, we can have everything. Gym, hotel, everything set up so we can, you know, still work out, train, you know, cut weight, all that type of, all that good, bad stuff.
Cutting weight easy for you?
It's not hard, but it's like in the middle. It's always going to be like, it's not a struggle, a real big struggle, but... It's all you always gonna be a little thirsty.
For me, kind of like, so I when I fought, I did MMA. It's a little bit different, but mm-hmm. when I fought, it was the only part of fighting that I hated. Like I
heard y'all MMA fighters cut like 20 pounds in a day. That's like wow, that's ridiculous.
So I walk around at about 230. I fought at 185.
Yeah, that's wild.
So
that's
crazy. I would show up the day of weigh-ins. I'd show up and I'd be about 17, 18 pounds off weight, and I'd just sit in the sauna until it was gone.
I don't see how y'all do it. I sit in the sun, I feel like I'm about to die. I'm like, man, I can't even wait to get out of here. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, bro, I can't wait to get out of here.
I always figured, you know what? It's better than getting beat up.
Yeah, that's definitely.
That's the way I always looked at it.
Yeah.
April 27th, the Cajun Dome in Lafayette. It's an easy drive. The WBA Super Lightweight Championship. Sound good to you?
It sounds perfect. Ain't nobody standing in my way from getting that belt.
And what would that mean? Would that be 24-0?
24-0. Hopefully 20 knockouts. 24-0, 20 knockouts. That sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that that's when people start taking notice.
Yeah.
Terrence Crawford might need to take some notice.
Well, he already knows. He knows.
Again. He knows?
I called him out.
Danny Garcia, already. He know your name?
I'm pretty sure everybody in the boxing world definitely knows my name.
They're starting to know.
They starting to know, yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy for you. Congratulations. This is an exciting time. I'll be happy for you on April 27th,
yep.
But I'm excited you're getting this opportunity. You can see the fight on DAZN. That's Regis Prograis. Appreciate the time, man.
Thank you. We'll
talk to you soon.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
All right. I got to tell you guys about my computer career. Listen, if you are looking to get in IT, it's a good idea. You can make some good dough if you've got a crappy job now. Maybe you do. Who's going to get you there? My Computer Career, the only school focused only on getting people into IT, or just some junk school that showed up yesterday that's been around trying to sucker you into something? Guys, it's simple. Training to start an IT career is all they do at My Computer Career. It's all they've ever done nationwide. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero experience, because helping people start a career from scratch is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online a couple times a week. You're going to get all the skills, all the certifications you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A little correction from earlier. Your buddy Matt Kuchar is 2 under.
Oh.
So, or at least he was 2 under. Okay, I'm going to read some names from you, and you tell me if you've heard of them. Kevin Kistner?
No.
Corey Connors?
That's Jimmy Connors' son.
Is it?
Yeah.
Gary Woodland?
That's Jimmy Woodland's son.
Woodland? He's from that north area of the Woodlands called the Woodland.
Okay.
Lucas Beauregard?
I think that's Beauregard.
No, it's Beauregard.
No, that's how Euros spell Beauregard.
Patton Kazeri, or Kaiser, I don't know.
That was Patton Oswalt.
Okay.
Kazeri, yeah.
And Kiradech Afabarmanet.
Aaron, is there anyone more racist on this show or at this station than Fred? What? I mean, did you hear that pronunciation? Give me a break, bro.
Afabarmanet.
Oh, you're so racially insensitive.
No, I just don't know. Culturally insensitive. Oh, it's rat, not cat. Okay. Those guys are all 2 or 3 under. That's first day of the Masters when you never hear of any of these guys. All right, 713-780-ESPN. John asks, what exactly is the nuts when talking poker? I've heard this term a lot, never knew what it meant. Just means you have the best hand based on what's on the board. It can always change, though.
Yeah.
You might have the nuts on the flop, and then suddenly on the turn you don't anymore.
It happens.
But yeah, when somebody says they have the nuts.
It's the best possible hand at that time.
Right, right. So that's what it means. Are you going to have a specific time segment for Game of Thrones on Monday? Well, probably. Yeah,
It'll probably be 4:05.
No,
4:02, whenever we start.
We'll do it. We'll probably do it in the 5 o'clock. I don't know. It depends on the show, man.
Because listen, now it's a different world now. We used to be able to do it at 5 o'clock, but now every show and their friends like to do television talk. So it's not like we're going to be the first ones to talk about it anymore. Back in the day, no one talked about TV on sports radio.
Right.
So we could just do it whenever we wanted. But now, I mean,
yeah, we'll hit it early.
We'll get it out there.
We'll hit it early in the show, and you know, we'll give spoiler alerts too. But there's no, you can't wait 24 hours anymore. It's just it's especially with this one. And somebody's asking, "Are you going to watch the Rockets or Game of Thrones?" I'm like, are you kidding me? First. 15 minutes of Rockets playoff game one versus a show I've been waiting on for 2 years. That's not even it's not even worth discussing. Sorry. Yeah, there he is. How would you pronounce that?
I wouldn't.
Okay. So what, I'm supposed to just ignore the guy and he's on the leaderboard?
Yeah.
See, now that's racist.
Just call him K. Special K.
Maybe that's his real nickname. I don't know. Effa Barmrot. How's that? Is that better? Afim Barmrot?
Still sounding not good.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything then. Aaron, can you find out what the pronunciation of that actual name is? I'm curious now.
Oh, now you're
working on this.
Now you're going to make Aaron be culturally insensitive.
No, he's not going to be culturally insensitive. How are you culturally insensitive by trying to honor a guy?
You're announcing people's names, saying them wrong. There's no honor in that.
No, I'm honoring him because he's on the leaderboard at the Masters. I wouldn't be on the leaderboard at the Masters. So, alpha guy, I'm going to make sure he gets his name right.
One of the first pictures that comes up on a Google search is him blowing like a big plume of smoke out while he's on the course. So it's either vaping or actual smoke.
But nice. He's like the new John Daly, new age John Daly.
Okay, this guy's my hero. Appa Bomrot, Barnrot, according to texters, which, okay. But yeah, you know, it'd be cool if he's like vaping THC out there and playing. Then he's my hero. That's it. My new favorite golfer, if that's the case. I don't know that we can find that out unless somebody's actually following him. So, always, you know what? I've never done that. Maybe that's what's wrong with my golf game. Maybe I could be in the Masters if I was just out there vaping THC while I was playing.
Could be.
Okay. I think I've got a pronunciation.
Okay.
Kiradek Abibonrat is one of the most...
Abibonrat.
Abibonrat. That sounds cool.
Kiradek Abibonrat.
Okay. That sounds a lot better than what I was trying to say.
Kiradek Abibonrat. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows it now.
I mean, I knew it before, but...
No, you didn't. That's why you didn't say anything. Like, I don't know what the hell... It's like, oh, I just wouldn't say his name. Well, now you have. Now put some respect on it.
Kiradek Abibonrat.
After how do you think you could say that after about 20 drinks?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I bet you could if you took your cheers.
I would just call him Kike. That's what I'm going to call him.
Kike?
Yeah. Instead of Kikadet, I just like to call him Kike.
I'm going to call him Debt. I like the Debt. But if you took your cheers, you could, because that's a great thing about cheers. It's a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol. And for those of us who like to drink, I'm telling you, it's a must, especially if you're going to drink a lot. And it works. I can tell you that. But I'm not the only one who can tell you that. The guys who founded it, they've got a team of 5 PhDs. They've got an Ivy League scientist who was on Shark Tank, Brooks. They use it. I've been with them and seen them use it. And it works. And it worked for me. And it's going to work for you. And if you're going to go out on the weekend, or maybe, you know, you decide, hey, I'm going to go out on a Wednesday night, but I got to work Thursday morning. Boy, you really need cheers. It gives your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol. And you just take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. How about that? And they're right here in Houston. So if you just go to cheershealth.com, that's cheershealth.com, order by 4 o'clock any day, you're going to get it on your doorstep the next day. So if you want to drink this weekend, get in before 4 o'clock tomorrow. They're going to get you covered. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Your liver's going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers. Neither should you. Cheershealth.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, The Blitz is bringing back Local Music Tuesdays starting April 16th. If you want your music showcased on The Blitz, please send an MP3 file or Spotify link for your best song to aaron.raybould@galmedia.com. 2 A's in Aaron. R-A-Y-B-O-U-L-D at galmedia.com. Please make sure the song is safe for work, a.k.a. if it has any swear words, just edit it out. Give us the edited version, not the one that's going to get us in trouble with the FCC. And we've got a lot, you know, from a lot of stuff that we've already had, but let's get some new stuff in there for you guys. A32 says, you trendsetters should start a new thing where no one talks about Game of Thrones. Yeah, that'd be real smart for us to not talk about something that 98% of our audience is into. And you and 5 other people aren't. That would be a really good trend to start. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Did you see that... the latest Magic Johnson thing about there was a rumor that an ESPN article was going to come out with a bunch of allegations about what an a-hole he is.
No, but would you be surprised if that did happen?
Of course not. But, you know, he's saying, well, this is my favorite quote, because if somebody told you, okay, there's going to be a story about Magic, it says, as word spread through the Lakers organization in the NBA, several people wondered whether Johnson's departure was related to a yet-to-be-published article by ESPN that is said to address allegations about his conduct with employees. And he says the story is wrong. But then when you read his quote, All right, I'm going to read his quote to you, and you tell me if you would believe.
Okay.
An article would never make Magic Johnson do something he don't want to do, Johnson said. Let's start off with the third person. That automatically checks off one a-hole box.
Yeah.
I know
not
me.
Not a good start.
I know me.
I know Magic.
He just says, I know me. Ask people who deal with me. Ask them. They've been around me for 40 years. Same dude I was when I first got off the bus. Never disrespected nobody. Never did anything bad. Now, am I tough? Hell yeah, I am. You work for me, I'm demanding. That's who I am. But at the same time, I'm fair. Is an article going to make me do something? No, I'm good. They've been talking about that article for how many months? Everybody run up. Oh, they're writing an article. Okay, great. I'm going to say, why didn't you interview everybody at ESPN? You know how many times ESPN hired me? Twice.
That's true.
If I was doing something wrong to employees, disrespecting, you think they would have hired me twice?
Well, you'd still have a big name.
Yeah.
It's not like you're Harold Reynolds.
Right.
Like Harold Reynolds, he messed up and they're like, okay, you're gone. Magic Johnson's on a different level of fame.
When you start off with an article would never make Magic Johnson do something. An article would never make Fred Fowler do something he doesn't want to do.
Shame.
Fred Fowler just doesn't believe
Magic Johnson. Fred Fowler's his own man.
Fred Fowler doesn't believe Magic Johnson. Oh, man. I love it when people do that. Also, follow-up from yesterday, your buddy Anthony Davis.
Uh-huh.
Did you see his excuse for the shirt?
He has no control over what he wears.
Yeah, he doesn't dress himself.
Hmm.
Okay, grown-ass man, somebody lays clothes out for you. You see that, you might say, hey, get something else.
No, he's a robot. He just does whatever's there.
I love that the guy helped Kentucky.
Isn't that what you do, Aaron? When your wife lays out clothes for you, you don't question it.
Yeah, no. Whatever you know, she makes, puts it on the table, I'll eat it, no matter what.
What about you, Fred? You, when your wife laid that out for you today, you didn't...
She did not. I actually picked these out myself.
You chose that?
I did.
Oh.
I chose the look. Now, occasionally I'll ask her opinion.
Okay. But what if she says, I don't like it? Will you change? Or will you say, oh yeah? Well, I don't like you. And then walk out of the room.
Well, I'll change, but then I'll tell her that was
yeah, me. If you ask the opinion and they say it's not good, you don't really have a choice but to change, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you got
that screws you.
Yeah, which is why you want to avoid having to do that.
The best thing is just not ask an opinion.
Yeah, that's true. Or, you know, pick out your own. That is like the weakest excuse ever, in my humble opinion. 713-780 3-2, the gay falcon marches to the beat of his own drum.
Were you happy that you got so much love on that tweet? I mean, you were a big star.
Well, no, now apparently, you know, well, maybe I've gained some respect in the gay community.
That tweet has 214 likes, 22 retweets.
That's not very much.
And I told people not to like it, and they kept liking it.
That's because they always do the opposite of what you tell them.
Oh.
That's how it works.
All right. Well, guys.
Don't.
Please retweet that picture.
Leave it dead. Leave it dead.
Please,
it's dead.
They're going to ignore you.
It was from yesterday.
Fred, they're going to do the opposite if you say that. Listen, please retweet it. Spread it around the internet like wildfire. And
Fred Fowler doesn't play that way. Fred Fowler doesn't like you doing this.
It was funny. Barry was like, dude, Joel would lose his mind if I did this to him. And then Barry asked me in the hallway, he's like, is Fred mad at you about that? No.
Like, if it's funny, I don't care.
Yeah. Like the whole our whole goal every day is to come in here and get a laugh. I mean, we don't
try to entertain you guys while you're stuck in traffic. And if making fun of me gets you there, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Fred's a team player.
I'm an easy target too. But yeah, no, I don't think I've ever been upset about anything like that on this show ever. I'm trying to think when I've ever been upset about anything. And sometimes, you know, like if listeners have a really dumb take, but I don't get upset over it. I just kind of make fun of it and move on. So I think that's something that that we've always talked about from the beginning. Sometimes people don't get it when they fill in, which is why we've really narrowed the list of people who can fill in with us.
I don't like working with many other people.
Yeah, basically, it's Jerome, Barry, you know, they get it. And, you know, but there's some people who've done shows with us that are kind of like, I can't believe you said that about me. Dude, I was going for the joke. What the hell? So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I'm pretty comfortable in who I am, so I don't worry about things like that too much. So how many of those Masters updates do we have to do?
Just one.
Oh, that was it?
Yep, one a day.
Damn, see, I wish I was better prepared for that.
Sorry, man.
Does it have to be, do I have to be serious tomorrow, or can I do it as a redneck? Or can we do Georgia voice? I say.
A southern gentleman. That's reading right. Off the leaderboard of the Masters.
With Lucas Bejuregard.
I do declare.
I think this Bejuregard fella, I don't know where he's from.
Kiki Amadora deck.
I'm gonna call him Rat. Name ends in Rat. That's his last name. All right, 713-780-ESPN. So we have a comedian coming on.
Yeah, what's the deal today, Aaron? What's going on? What do we have?
Explain it.
So Tommy Davidson is going to be coming on the phone with us at 5:30, talking about his upcoming shows at the Houston Improv this weekend. He has been on In Living Color. He was on Turner Network's animated series Black Dynamite. He's done some other voice work too. So we're going to have him on just a little bit, talking about his show this weekend and probably cracking jokes with y'all. Unfortunately, he couldn't come in studio because that would have been probably even better.
Yeah, why didn't he want to come in studio?
Apparently he couldn't
too famous?
Today. Only Friday was the day he was going to be driving around town.
He's too famous?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's always the case.
I said, hey, do you want to go out to a racetrack and bet? And he said, no. I don't want to get bit by a horse.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get bit by a horse. I don't want to get bit by a horse.
You two know you don't get anywhere near the horses, right?
Sometimes when I'm trying to leave, they're walking right by me.
In the paddock there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but there is...
All it would take is one of them getting angry and... I've seen it before.
I used to do a paddock show in there, and I damn near got run over one time.
So I've texted you before, hey, whatever you do, don't bet on this horse because he is salty. He is not in the mood to play. I'll see him walking through there, and sometimes he'll be trying to buck his head away from the guy holding the rope, or he'll just stop. And the guy, like I saw one, the guy was trying to pull him, and he was like, I'm not going.
The two worst things I saw, we used to do a paddock preview show. We'd be standing in the paddock, and it was myself and Byron King, who's now at the Racing Form, and we would talk about the horses. And one time, a horse flipped over and broke his neck right in front of us. It was the worst
the
thing.
The horse broke its neck?
Yeah. And I mean, we're supposed to be talking about the race, and I'm kind of like, dude, can we just move on, and we'll do the next race, because this is the worst thing I've ever seen. It wasn't the worst thing ever. The worst was a horse impaling himself on the rail at Delta Downs, but that's another story. But we were sitting there talking one day, and all of a sudden, this horse throws his jockey and starts running around the paddock, and he's coming right for us. And I'm just looking up, and this thing's in the air. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to die right here trying to do a damn paddock preview over a bunch of $5,000 claimers that probably should be glue right now. And he kind of kicked Byron. I got out of the way. And kind of kicked Byron. He wasn't hurt too bad, but they finally caught the horse. It took like four people to control the thing. And I was like, from now on, we're doing the paddock preview from upstairs. We can, you know, we have a little area that overlooks the paddock. Can very easily do it from here. I don't need to be near those bastards. All right. Let's talk a little travel.
Oh, let's do it.
Everybody likes to travel, right?
I mean, it depends.
Some people don't. I do.
So, but you know what? What sucks about traveling sometimes? Overpaying for hotel rooms.
But that's why you got to go to besthotelrates.com, because you're not going to overpay. They've negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide.
How many?
600,000. Let me count. Is that a lot? I don't know. 600,000.
It's more than 500,000.
And these discounts go right to you. And all you have to do is go to besthotelrates.com. You plug in your destination, your dates of travel, and you're looking at a discounted rate from any of the hotels that you could pay more for somewhere else. I actually tested this the other day because we might be staying in Banff for a couple days before we go to Saskatchewan this year. And guess what?
They're on there.
Saving dough.
Yeah.
Yeah, save your money. Book your hotels through besthotelrates.com. Have more money to spend on beer and, you know, sightseeing and whatever else you're into. I don't know. What else do people travel for? Just beer, right? That's all I travel for, pretty much. Top-notch customer service backs up your reservation, so your stay is going to be safe and secure. Besthotelrates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's right there in the name. Besthotelrates.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Man.